Hello, this is Pastor Dan Haugen of Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Portland, Oregon, and this is your Daily Dose. Our word for today is nation. Have you ever sat back and realized just how blessed we are to be living in this country? We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for... Wait a minute. I guess we really can't say that we're one nation under God anymore. We're certainly seeing signs that we are anything but indivisible, and liberty and justice depends on whose narrative is being satisfied. We're not without our faults, that's for sure. To be honest, no nation is perfect because each one is filled with faulty people who have relied too much on themselves to make things right. Division has become common because most people think they have their own perfect solution, and they choose to only communicate their ideas with like-minded people. Until we learn to work together, our nation, as well as every other nation on earth, will be forced to suffer through our own stubbornness and lack of direction. Until we bring God, our Creator, back into the picture, our lesser gods will continue to fall short, and chaos will always follow. Psalm 33:12 reminds us, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage." Now, we can either believe that, or we can continue to let our efforts fall short because of our desire to be our own gods. God tells all those who choose to follow the path of self-preservation, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste." Isaiah 60, verse 12. Think it can't happen to the United States? You have another think coming. Our nation is truly the greatest on earth. Even with the turmoil we're all now witnessing, our forefathers laid down a foundation in God that still sees trickles of life. We have been given certain freedoms that allow us to achieve great things under God. And we are not in fear of violent retribution as we worship. All of the framework still exists, even if it seems the sheetrock is being torn down from time to time. God promises, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is not just some idle promise. It's a promise from the Creator Himself, who is incapable of falsehood. It is a promise of redemption to the faithful who carry His name. It's a blueprint out of all the chaos and misdirection of the world. If we can meet this challenge as a nation, then violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. Isaiah 60, verse 18. God is our solution, and many people know it. Yet the temptations have been too strong to find another way out of the mire we have caused. What we need is a revival back to the foundation to lead this nation's great. To do that, we must once again become one nation under God, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. We must go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:18-19. The blueprint for success still exists only in God's Word, and it's been made available for all believers to follow. Psalm 9:17 reminds us that the wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. Let us not be that nation. Together we can make a kingdom difference, and it only takes a spark. To save our nation, we must rely on our Creator to work His miracles, and He will, if we turn to Him. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, forgive us for ignoring Your offer of redemption from ways that only serve ourselves but that lead to destruction. Be with our nation and help us to introduce You as its Savior. Instill in us the want and willingness to do what it takes to begin the movement back to being one nation under God. Amen.